he's another maverick in the sense that, you know, he did DNA replication just by spreading coli's guts onto millipore filters and looking at the tritiated thymidine dots and how they divide. He was a remarkable guy, and he picked up Cold Spring Harbour from basically bankruptcy. Yeah. The accounts were just so chaotic they didn't realise how bankrupt they were.
Okay.
It was fun, but it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And he and Rick Downing used to sort of prowl around. You know, they burnt the firehouse down at one stage when it was decided it was going to be demolished, and so they agreed, yes, it would be demolished. And they said, we'll meet you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. We'll burn it down. So, at 4 o'clock in the morning, creeping through the bushes, John met Rick Dufferin. He was going to get it first. So a little while later, they had the whole building in flames. Well, it was the cheapest way of demolishing it. Yeah. And then they shipped the firehouse from the far side of the harbour on a big barge and parked it there.
Mm.
And that's where people like Pierre-François Spahr and his missus used to live. When I was there, everything was very... peeling white paint, tumbled down, mould growing on your clothes in the summer, and worms washed across the floor when there was a downpour.
Ooh.
And conditions were third world, but the chat was quite good.